Welcome, brave soul, to a month of chills and ghostly thrills. You've tuned in to The Medium Matters, where we're celebrating the haunting season with a spine-tingling series that will leave you breathless. As the leaves turn crimson and the nights grow longer, we invite you to join us for a haunting journey through the supernatural. Get ready to explore the dark corners of history, meet restless spirits, and discover the secrets that lurk within the walls of some of the most haunted places. So say your prayers, dim the lights, and settle in for our Halloween frights. Oh, and don't forget to check under your bed. You never know who or what is lurking.
Happiest day, beautiful soul. Welcome back to The Medium Matters, the podcast where we're all mini mystics learning about the paranormal, the supernatural, and all the things together. And everyone is living their very best paranormal life. I'm your host, Chantel, and today we're scoping out one of America's most enigmatic paranormal hotspots, the Bridgewater Triangle. From cryptid sightings to Native American curses, it's a place where the veil between our world and the unknown seems particularly thin. So grab your compass, break out your explorer's diary, and let's become one with the triangle, shall we? Imagine a place where UFOs light up the night sky, where Bigfoot roams through dense swamps, and where ghostly apparitions send chills right down your beautiful spine. Now, picture all of this happening in a 200-square-mile area of southeastern Massachusetts. Welcome to the Bridgewater Triangle, a paranormal vortex that rivals even the infamous Bermuda Triangle in its concentration of weird and unexplained phenomenon. Our story begins in the 1970s when cryptozoologist Lauren Coleman first coined the term Bridgewater Triangle. But the strange occurrences in this region date back much further. The triangle encompasses several towns, including Bridgewater, Raynham, Taunton, Brockton, and parts of Freetown. At the heart of the triangle lies the Hockomock Swamp, a vast wetland with a name that translates to the place where spirits dwell in Algonquian. This swamp has been a source of mystery and fear for centuries, long before European settlers even arrived. The area gained notoriety during King Philip's War in 1675 to 1676, one of the bloodiest conflicts in American history. Jeff Bellinger, author and podcaster, explains, King Philip's War was the bloodiest battle in U.S. or British history ever per capita, meaning the greatest population percentage died. 75 to 80% of the natives were wiped out, 25% of the colonists. That leaves a stain that I don't think can ever be washed away. Some believe this tragic history has left an indelible mark on the land, fueling the paranormal activity that would follow for centuries to come. One of the most frequently reported phenomena in the Bridgewater Triangle is the appearance of UFOs and strange lights in the sky. Witnesses have described everything from classic flying saucers to mysterious orbs of light that defy explanation. In one particularly intriguing account, a witness reported seeing glowing balls of colored lights moving down the water, and then they just disappeared. These sightings aren't isolated incidents. They've been reported consistently over the years, often by multiple witnesses at the same time. What makes these sightings even more compelling is that they often occur in areas with historical significance. Could these lights be connected to the land's turbulent past, or are they evidence of something even more extraordinary? The Bridgewater Triangle isn't just known for its aerial phenomenon. It's also a hotbed for cryptid sightings, creatures whose existence is unproven by science, but reported by numerous eyewitnesses. Near the Hockomock Swamp, there have been numerous reports of Bigfoot-like creatures. Witnesses describe large, ape-like beings skulking around the dense vegetation. These sightings have persisted for decades, with some claiming to have found footprints or heard strange, inhuman vocalizations in this area. Perhaps even more bizarre are the reports of a creature known as the Thunderbird. Now, this isn't your average bird. We're talking about a massive, pterodactyl-like creature with a wingspan of up to 12 feet. One of the most famous Thunderbird sightings came from Norton Police Sergeant Thomas Downey, who not only claimed to have seen the creature, but even filed an official report about the encounter. As if Bigfoot and prehistoric birds weren't enough, the Bridgewater Triangle is also said to be home to giant snakes and other unnatural creatures. These sightings often defy explanation, with witnesses reporting animals that simply shouldn't exist in the Massachusetts wilderness. Given its bloody history, it's no surprise that the Bridgewater Triangle is rife with ghost stories and reports of hauntings. Many of these spectral encounters are said to be connected to the area's Native American past. Ghosts of Native Americans, trapped in an endless loop of violence, are reportedly seen throughout the triangle. These apparitions are often described as reliving the brutal encounters with European settlers, a chilling reminder of the area's tragic history. But it's not just Native American spirits that haunt the triangle. The region is home to numerous allegedly haunted locations. Let's start with the Bridgewater State University. The campus of Bridgewater State University, which lies within the triangle, is said to be a hotbed of paranormal activity. Students and staff have reported unexplained noises, shadowy figures, and even full-bodied apparitions in various buildings across the campus. Next up, let's talk about Profile Rock. Located within the Freetown Fall River State Forest, Profile Rock is steeped in legend. It's said to be the site where Wampanoag historical figure Anawan received a lost wampum belt from Philip. Visitors to the rock have reported seeing the ghost of a man sitting on the rock with his legs crossed or outstretched arms. Moving on, let's head to Solitude Stone. This inscribed stone, found near Forest Street in West Bridgewater, has a dark history. Also known as the Suicide Stone, it was discovered near a missing person's body. The stone bears a haunting inscription that reads, "All ye who in future days walk by none contested stream, love not him who hummed his lay cheerful to the parting beam, but the beauty that he wooed." At the heart of the Bridgewater Triangle lies the Hockomock Swamp, a 16,950-acre wetland that's considered the largest freshwater swamp in Massachusetts. This swamp is more than just a geographical feature. It's the epicenter of much of the triangle's paranormal activity. The name Hockomock comes from the Algonquian language meaning the place where spirits dwell. This ominous name seems fitting given the countless strange occurrences reported in and around the swamp. One of the most common phenomena reported in the Hockomock Swamp is the appearance of ghost fires. These mysterious lights are often seen floating through the swamp at night, defying explanation. But it's not just the lights that people see in the swamp. There have been numerous reports of shadow people, pitch black, three-dimensional figures that move through the landscape. Tim Weisberg, home of the radio program Spooky South Coast, describes his own encounter. At War Memorial Park in West Bridgewater, for instance, he said he's seen shadow people, pitch black, three-dimensional figures moving through a tunnel. The swamp's reputation for the paranormal is so strong that some investigators refer to it as the place where the spirits dwell. Whether these spirits are ghostly remnants of the past or something else entirely remains a mystery. Perhaps one of the most disturbing aspects of the Bridgewater Triangle is its association with cult activity and dark rituals. The Freetown Fall River State Forest, in particular, has been the site of numerous unsettling incidents. There have been reports of animal sacrifices, ritualistic murders committed by self-proclaimed Satanists, and even gangland assassinations. In 1998, two particularly gruesome incidents shocked the community. In one, a cow was found butchered in the woods, and in another, a group of calves and goats were discovered mutilated in a clearing, apparently as part of a ritual sacrifice. These dark activities have led some to speculate that the negative energy associated with these rituals might be contributing to the overall paranormal atmosphere of the triangle. Could these dark practices be opening doorways to other dimensions or attracting malevolent entities to the area? We may never know. So what's really going on in the Bridgewater Triangle? Theories abound, but definitive answers remain elusive. Some, like Jeff Bellinger, believe that the area's turbulent history plays a significant role. He suggests that the violence of King Philip's War left an indelible mark on the land, creating a kind of psychic imprint that manifests as paranormal activity. Others, like Tim Weisberg, think the explanation might be even more profound. He suggests that the triangle itself might be the source of the phenomenon, saying, "Whatever's here and whatever comprises the triangle is something that's always been here. I think all these things that people are looking at, whether it be King Philip's war or what have you, they're all really just symptoms of the triangle." There's also a Native American legend that suggests the area was cursed centuries ago. According to this tale, the Native Americans put a curse on the land in retaliation for their poor treatment by colonial settlers. The curse is said to have summoned dark spirits to damn the land and exact revenge on the European interlopers. From a scientific perspective, some have suggested that the high concentration of iron in the Hockomock Swamp might be responsible for some of the strange phenomena. the iron could potentially create magnetic anomalies that interfere with compasses and other equipment, leading to disorientation and strange experiences. Ultimately, the Bridgewater Triangle remains a true mystery. Its blend of historical tragedy, natural wonder, and inexplicable phenomena continues to captivate and confound investigators and thrill seekers alike. And that is our minisode on the Bridgewater Triangle. From cursed land to enormous animal life, we encountered all the creepies in one location. Comment and let me know if we should do an in-depth deep dive on this episode and uncover even more things, because this is beyond fascinating, and I would love to tell you more if you would love to hear more. If you enjoyed this episode, and I really hope that you did, please follow for more and share it with the ones you like and love, because sharing is caring. Don't forget to tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in October, because we are bringing all the tricks and treats and you don't want to miss out. Until next time, this is Chantel with The Media Matters, reminding you to keep your eyes on the skies, your ears open for unexplained sounds, and your mind ready to explore the unknown.